Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob and Jeff Lukes with you until 6 o'clock. As I try to remember something I just thought of minutes ago.
Yeah, don't worry that much about it. It's not that
well,
big of a deal.
Well, you say that as a 35-year-old, as a 63-year-old, when you've just written something down.
You think I don't forget stuff I just did? Everyone does.
And I can't for the life of me remember what that...
Why'd you erase it?
I don't know. Something happened on Twitter. I'm trying to put up a poll, and what I had planned disappeared on me.
You'll get it. And if not, I'd looked at it for half a second.
Memory loss is a bad sign of someone my age, and it's happening more and more. And I'm honestly a slightly concerned about it.
Why?
The other day I put the peanut butter in the refrigerator.
Now, isn't that where it goes?
Now, if that's not a sign of problems,
I thought everybody put the peanut butter in the refrigerator.
No, we put it in the cabinet. Peanut butter in a refrigerator?
Yeah.
You want it to be hard?
It's cold. It's not hard. It's just cold.
Anyway, what happens on that day when I put my keys in the refrigerator or my billfold in the washer? Well, I guess I've done that. But
everybody's done
what
that.
What are the signs?
I don't know. I wouldn't be that worried about it. You forgot one thing you typed 3 minutes ago.
It's bugging me to death.
Is it two and two and two and that one? There and there, no, then and then.
No, it was that other one. You looked at it.
I looked at it again for half a second, and it didn't resonate with me in the slightest.
Oh, God, I had it on the... I am losing it.
Then
right
and then.
Here. No, no. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
It's
when
then
you,
and
when
then.
When you say that thing like, I'll think of it. And when I do this, I'm going to light it
up. I just named everyone grammar mistake. There is. By the way, Indians beat the Red Sox last night, 5-4.
Yeah, but I don't care about that. I'm trying to think of this thing. What am I trying to think of? 869? Maybe somebody will...
Just do it with three. Who cares?
This is very bothersome. What is that thing we do when we... Golly.
When we what?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Okay, I got nothing.
Oh, I wish you'd seen. You looked at it. I asked you.
You wrote it.
Specifically, come over and look for a minute. Add to what I was doing. I've got there, whose and whose, your.
Then and then.
No, it's something else.
I'll
figure it out. I'm tired of thinking about it. Although I won't be able to think about anything else. Another thing that's becoming problematic as I get older is my obsessive compulsive nature. That didn't used to be a thing with me, right?
I don't know.
Well, you were around me. Did you ever look at me and go, man, this guy is, he's got to calm down?
Almost all the time.
Was that because of obsession and compulsion?
No, it's the wild mood swings that we've discussed.
I don't mind my wild mood swings.
Yeah, but if you addressed them, you'd be much happier.
What am I going to address?
Your mental health.
My mental health is perfect.
Okay.
My mental health in that area is fine. My mental health in trying to remember what I was doing, not good at all.
Is that a baby boomer thing to just ignore?
I don't ignore anything. I am as healthy as you can possibly get. Everybody who knows me, I am a straight line of emotional.
That is a
balance.
Donald Trump saying, if there, everybody, people are saying, everyone who knows me, I'm the most mentally healthy person on earth.
Everybody who knows me is just blown away by my stability. And I don't understand why you're not.
Because there is none. You don't have any.
Oh, God. Oh, I almost had it again. Well, oh, man. This is dry. I got to do a radio show. But I'm obsessive compulsive, so all I can think about is this thing. What else do we have?
I don't know.
You said the Indians won last night.
Yeah, they beat the Red Sox 5-4 in a rallying effort.
I couldn't make it. I got to the seventh inning. I'm going to gird up tonight. Maybe take a short nap when I get home.
You're tired?
Because I missed a great Cardinals finish. Now, fortunately, I did tape the game.
Didn't hear about it.
Well, ninth inning, top of nine, tied 3-3. Kenley Jansen coming back.
Oh, yeah,
helmet.
I fell asleep listening to that game
Jed
on the radio.
Jed Jerko, home run. Matt Carpenter, home run. Big win on the road at Dodger Stadium. Starting to believe in this team a little bit.
Well, you get Matt Adams today.
Nothing wrong with that. They need a left-handed hitter, although the Cubs got Daniel Murphy.
Surprised you didn't get Daniel Murphy.
Where are they going to play Daniel Murphy?
Second base.
Colton Wong's too good.
Yeah, but Daniel Murphy's better.
Daniel Murphy's a better hitter, but Colton Wong is a wizard defensively. And my wife will enjoy me saying that.
Well, you could have put Daniel Murphy at first.
You know what Colton Wong's hitting since July 1st?
No.
330.
Okay.
You know how good he is defensively?
He's good.
The best in baseball at second base. So where are you going to play? I mean, I get you, but Daniel Murphy made it through every team.
I thought he was claimed by the Cubs, and you could have blocked him, right?
No, the Cubs had the last chance.
No, you had a chance before. You have a worse record than the Cubs.
Hey, they're not going to block him.
Why?
That means you have to claim him. They don't want him. We don't want Daniel
Murphy. Put him at first. You had Matt. He's a better hitter than Matt Adams.
We got Carpenter at first, Wong at second, DeJong at short, Jerko at third. We're taking Jairo Munoz off. There's no place to play Daniel Murphy.
Well, there's no real place to play Matt Adams either. Except
no, left-handed bat off the bench, which the Cardinals desperately need. They need a left-handed bat. That was a hole in their team. When Greg Garcia is your only left-handed hitter,
we have Matt Carpenter.
Well, but I'm
Colton
talking
Wong.
Off the bench, man. Pay attention. I mean, you're supposed to know baseball. If I can't talk to you about it,
you just
who
said
can I talk
you just
to?
Talked about the left-handed batters they had, not off the bench.
Don't.
So
don't
you,
try
so you
to
get
nitpick.
Matt Adams for one at bat a night? And it'll probably be against a left-handed specialist.
No, he's
they
not
bring in
come in to face a left-handed specialist.
But I'm saying a lefty will come in to face him.
Whatever. They need the left-handed bat off the bench. He'll get some starts against right-handed pitching. He crushes right-handed pitching. So on those days, you put Carpenter at third, Adams at first. Then you've got Jerko off the bench.
Well, there you go.
You see what I'm saying?
Added some depth to your
made
roster.
Your bench significantly better because you'll have Munoz off the bench as well. You'll have Tyler O'Neill off the bench. And you'll have Garcia, so you'll have balance off the bench.
That's always helpful. That's good.
Right.
Proud of you.
Well, it's a good pickup. So baseball getting right. I like some of these August deals are maybe even a little more exciting than sometimes the July deals.
They can be because you don't expect them. They come out of nowhere. There's a deadline, but they can happen at any time during August, and you never really know who's on waivers, who went through waivers, who got claimed, and
waivers
then suddenly.
I'm not sure I even understand.
Well,
them.
I could explain it
no,
to you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No,
it's not a complicated
not that,
process.
You're not a bright guy.
Someone gets put on waivers, right?
Why did Bryce Harper make it through waivers?
Oh, he didn't make it through waivers. He was claimed, and they didn't work out a trade with the team that claimed him.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, you make
they
it through.
They weren't ever going to work out a deal.
You make it through waivers if no one claims you, and then
they
you can be traded
work out
to anybody. Well, you never know. Depends on who claimed him.
But I got to think of this thing, or I'm going to be a wreck for the whole show. By the way, we've got a good show today. Big 12 previews continue. Tyler Palmateer from the Norman Transcript at 425. You Sooners fans, get the word out. We're going to talk Oklahoma football with Tyler Palmateer at 4:25. At 4:45 today, Jack Oliver joins us from Classic Hits KEYN. We'll talk to Adam Hartke. He has a new club downtown, an outdoor venue that also can be an indoor venue called Wave. And we'll get an idea of some of the shows he's bringing to town. Very cool place. I'm excited about it. And at 5:25, we'll do our regular Tuesday game of the week.
What do you mean regular? It's happened once.
It's gonna be a regular thing.
And I don't have anything.
And we're calling
yet.
It the Tuesday game of the week.
I don't like it.
I like it. I love it, in fact. That's what it's gonna be. 5 o'clock, of course, Jive Talk as we move through a Tuesday here on the show. And of course, I'd be remiss not telling you we are getting down to the nitty-gritty of my top 100 songs, numbers 33 through 36 today. You'll know all of them.
Oh, yeah.
One of them will surprise you.
Is it going to be another Radiohead song? You putting some Imagine Dragons in there?
You know, I couldn't name an Imagine Dragons song. What is one?
I don't know the names of them. You've heard them around. You'd recognize them.
They had a show here in town that got
rave
reviews.
Yeah, people loved it.
Why didn't I go?
Can't answer that.
Why don't I go to more things?
That's on you. You always bring that up, and then it's a never.
I do have tickets to see Stephen Stills and Judy Collins.
Where's that?
September sometime at the Orpheum Theater. I will definitely go to that one. My lovely bride will accompany me, and will enjoy watching that duo perform. I wonder if he'll sing Southern Cross.
Well, yeah, it's his signature song. Of course he'll sing it.
And by the way, that has not appeared yet on my list.
It might appear for both of us in close to the same spot.
Are you still doing yours?
Yeah, I'm still doing mine.
There's no anticipation of that. There's no demand.
We've said that every time that I've brought it up, and I just don't care about the anticipation. I could not care less if anyone is looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, and that's good enough.
Yeah, but it helps when the public has a fascination.
No, it doesn't.
I think. Certainly would think so. Tomorrow we'll get a preview of Oklahoma State football. On Thursday, TCU. On Friday, Iowa State. And then we'll continue next week with Texas, Baylor, West Virginia, K-State, and KU. The season is upon us. We will begin making picks a week from Thursday, right here. Joanna Chadwick from Vipe will join us this Thursday and then be a regular guest throughout the football, and we hope the basketball season, on Friday. Are you ready? Are we ready for football?
Well, it's coming.
Are you looking forward to the episode 3 of Hard Knocks?
Was that last night?
It's tonight. It's every Tuesday.
Oh,
night.
You're right, because I watch it on Wednesdays. I don't
see you live in some weird universe. What that you have to wait for what Hulu to get it or
no? It's HBO Go,
and they don't show it on the.
I don't know. I haven't looked, but I assume not. I don't want to get on there and it's not there, so I just wait until the next day. Plus, I got to watch Better Call Saul, which hasn't been great to start the fourth season, but I'll hang with it.
It's always a little slow moving.
It is.
Breaking Bad had its moments of slow movement.
Yeah, but I didn't experience that because I binged Breaking Bad and it never felt like it was slow moving. So maybe it's the same for Better Call Saul. If you watch 10 episodes at a time, it's like, whoa, got to have more of this.
Here's Andrew. Not Andrew Hamling, we hope, but a different Andrew. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, when did your list end, your 100 list end?
Wait a minute. You're setting me up for something, Andrew.
I can't wait for Jeff's list to begin, you know.
You're kidding.
Anticipation is killing me.
You're kidding, Andrew.
First. Yeah, I just want to get you're the appetizer list, right?
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Andrew,
that.
You're now being cut off, okay?
You have a good day.
There you go. I cut him off before the word day was officially finished.
See, there's a guy.
Who is that? Is
that's
that some
Andrew.
Guy you planted out there?
Yeah. Me and Andrew are peeps.
Oh, that thing I'm trying to remember. I can't wait till the break so that I can get back to racking my brain, trying to think of what it is. 869-1240, the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room hotline. Anything in baseball, boy, the wild card race and all the races in the National League are fascinating. I got to give it to you. Kluber beat Porcello last
Pitched well, struggled a bit early, but settled in and was the Red Sox in control.
Haven't lost two in a row for 3 months or something ridiculous like that. What's the pitching matchup tonight?
Well, of course, I don't have to tell you.
You don't know?
No.
Unbelievable. You used to really follow.
It's Bieber against Eovaldi.
You used to really follow your team.
I've never known pitching matchups. I don't know who's pitching. We're on a rotation. Whoever pitched 5 days ago is pitching.
We got Ponce de Leon against Ryu tonight.
Wait.
I know that every game.
Yeah, is Amerigo Vespucci pitching for anybody tonight?
I know that every game. I know who's
now
pitching.
Now, that's funny.
What'd you say?
Now, you said Ponce de Leon, and I said, is Amerigo Vespucci pitching?
Not funny. And a cheap Explorer joke that we don't need.
It's entertaining.
I'm looking forward to seeing this young man pitch at Dodger Stadium. That's a nerve-wracking place. It's hard to win there. Thank goodness the Cardinals figured it out last night. Tony, hello. You're on the show.
How you doing? I wanted to take this opportunity to back Jeff up a little bit. Last week, you were having a discussion about how the Red Sox were going to, like, sweep through the American League, and his counterpoint was the short series, you never know what's going to happen. Well, if you take the Indians winning last night, and if they simply win a game again tonight, they would be up 2-0 in a five-game series.
And in the postseason.
But the point stands. There's nothing different.
The Red Sox are barely awake right now. They're so far ahead of the field.
As is Cleveland.
Cleveland's still fighting for home field.
We don't need home field. We're going to play Oaklanders.
That's meaningless.
Tony, I'll bet you $1 million that if Cleveland and Boston play in the postseason, Boston wins.
Well, I don't have $1 million.
How about 10?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right. There it is. $10.
All right.
Thanks, Tony.
Amazed.
Anything else, Tony? You're starting to get on my nerves.
No, I'm good. Thanks,
All right,
man.
There's Tony. Now Earl is next.
Earl?
Hi, guys.
Earl, hey. You going to back me up, too?
No, you guys were talking about making picks, and that means the eve of a new football season, and last week that Cleveland beer cooler lame promotion for those suffering fans, I think it overlooks the most tortured fans in the NFL. That's us in the Chiefs' kingdom. We haven't had a playoff win since 93. Yeah, Joe Montana was our quarterback the last time we had a win. Chevy Chase had a late-night talk show. The Sony Walkman had just been released, and the costume Power Rangers were doing their Kung Fu debut.
Did you enjoy the pink Power Ranger as much as I did, Earl?
I enjoy the pink Ranger, yes, and the pink is good.
Do you anticipate that changing this year, Earl? Because
well,
I don't.
Well, there's no beer cooler for us. We'll go with some single malt scotch, which has been, you know, in the liquor cabinet for quite some time. So when we finally get that win, it's going to be pretty well aged, and it will be much better than that fuzzy Budweiser stuff.
Why is it, Earl, that Raiders fans have gone dormant on me?
Bob, look, man. Let's be candid. You are a man doing great things in the community. You're helping young people. You're articulate, well-spoken. Raiders fans don't relate to you. They are the furthest from that. You shower. They don't shower. You know how to form words that don't have F-U in it. Hey, you don't use that word at all because you're a literate man. So you don't connect with the Raiders fans for many different
reasons. I don't know, Earl. See, I take offense to this in some ways.
I don't think you do, and your son was right. You do like Alex Smith, and that's what was tormenting you. The only reason you're a Raiders say you're a Raiders fan is because you do hate Chiefs fans like me. You don't like us one bit, so you figured the best way for your radio show to cause torture was to be a Raiders guy, but you fell flat, Bob, because honestly, you're too good of a human being to be a Raiders fan. And honestly, you are, but Bob, look, man, on the news last night, we need you to take better care of your health, man. We need you around for a lot longer.
We'll be okay, Earl. Thanks for the call. We don't need to go to Andrew, you're next.
What happened on the news?
Nothing. Andrew, what do you have?
Doing good today, Bob?
No, okay. I mean,
all right. Well, I got a question for you. It's an NFL question. How do you think the Bears are going to do this year?
I think the Bears are going to be pretty good,
Jeff
actually.
Jeff thinks Mitch Trubisky is the real deal. I think the Bears are fourth in that division.
Yeah, because we start the season off against the Packers, and it's Aaron Rodgers' returning game, so I'm pretty nervous about that game. I'll be okay with a few wins, but other than that, I just wanted to ask that question. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it.
I have hope for the Bears.
Steve, you're on the show.
Hey, yeah, you're two callers ago. They said the Chiefs had won since 1990.
Yeah, he was wrong about that. They beat the Texans.
Houston. Yeah, okay.
That slipped his mind, apparently, or what mind Earl still has left. We love Earl. Back in a moment with Oklahoma football preview. Tyler Palmateer from the Norman Transcript. You're listening to The Drive right here, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.